Hi, my name is TJ and I like to craft. Some of my favorite types of crafts include paper crafting, painting, fabric art, mixed media, and sewing. Welcome to the sixth episode of my podcast and my blog, TJ's Things. Today is Monday, May 18th, 2015. The weather is absolutely lovely outside of my window. The sun is beaming and everything is blooming. This is the kind of day when I could just sit on a shady deck or a patio somewhere with some pens, a sketchbook, lemonade, and just doodle the day away. Or I could go down a long hike down one of these beautiful trails that we have around here and see a breathtaking view or a waterfall or a stream. I think my biggest challenge has been the maintaining of the balance between fulfilling my responsibilities and taking time out for the things that make me happy. The icing on the cake, so to speak. And what's a cake without icing? In the time since my fifth episode, I've celebrated a birthday and Mother's Day. I've also done two Inspiration Wednesday projects, a few cards, and some t-shirt paintings. As always, I look forward to sharing with you in the coming days. In my last blog post, I shared how I learned that absorbent ground, when applied on top of gesso, could make acrylic paint and water create a watercolor effect, and is very nice. During my most recent Inspiration Wednesday project, which was this past week, I learned how regular gel matte can be used to collage heavier papers and mixed media projects. I also learned how neat Dina Wakely's fine tip applicator can be for doing fine line applications with acrylic paint. I used it to draw shapes and write, and I really like the effect. I smeared a little bit of it, and I like those effects as well. I'm posting a close-up of the work that I did in today's podcast post on my blog, TJ's Things, and the complete work will appear in tomorrow's post. The quote of the week comes from Joseph Charlton Pierce, and I'm really thinking about framing it. To live a creative life, we must lose our fear of being wrong. And I know that a big part of what can cause me to delay the completion of work or sharing work is that desire to have everything just right. So I'm working to get behind that or beyond that. I think I am becoming more comfortable and courageous when it comes to my creative endeavors. But just like every other aspect of growth, it's an ongoing journey. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you have a fearless and creative week.